Hey, what happened in the middle class? Would you believe it's back? I'm David Brown, and no matter where you are, it's Texas Standard Time on this Monday, September 18th. Great to have you with us. Frankly, we could use a bit of good news, couldn't we? Well, the numbers from the Census Bureau certainly appear encouraging. The middle class is back, according to the Census Bureau. The latest numbers show the median household income now at $59,030. That's the highest median income on record, topping the previous high set during the heady dot-com days of the late 90s. But wait, it gets better. Poverty rate dropping too. In 2016, there were 2.5 million fewer people living below the poverty line than in the year before. More than 2.2 million more workers added to employment rolls over the same period. But the middle class isn't just about the money you're making. It's a perception that you're doing better, right? Well, for years after the Great Recession, that certainly wasn't the case. Indeed, according to data from the Pew Research Center, the population of the middle class has been declining really long before then, for the past four decades. So on this first full day of the work week, our question, what does Texas's middle class really look like? First, let's go to a place which may come to mind to many thinking about the notion of the modern Texas middle class. It's got its share of big box sprawl, good schools, suburban conveniences, new housing developments. The city we're talking about, Katy, Texas, well, west of Houston, where the median home price is $363,000, where Dennis Spellman is founder and editor-in-chief of the news site covering Katy. You think of Katy as a bedroom community, right?
Yeah, that sounds about right. It is, and in fact, it's it started off as a bedroom community, and it's become so popular that now some of the major companies, the oil companies, are moving toward us. They may be in Houston's jurisdiction, but they're very close to Katy. They call it the Energy Corridor, the west side, the Katy Freeway, going west of the city of Houston.
So 59,000, give or take. That's what the Census Bureau says is the new median middle class income. What kind of house can you get for 59,000 in Katy?
Not much. I mean, that's very difficult. I mean, people obviously aren't going to be able to buy a house for the amount of money that they make per year. You know, it's kind of going to be tough to make the payment, I would think, on a house like that. Now, there are areas of Katy with lower priced homes than the average that you cited earlier. You can get a home that's a little over 100,000. They're not the homes that you typically see here in Katy, the new ones that are being built. And as more of the business offices move west to be closer to Katy, it's just going to drive up the price of houses here because more people are going to want to live this way.
What is the mood right now in Katy? If the takeaway from this Census Bureau report is that the middle class is back, what's the feeling? What's the vibe there in Katy?
The vibe always tends to be pretty positive here in Katy. I mean, I think you even found that during the flooding that we recently experienced. There was everybody was well behaved, and very few people got into an angry situation. People just kind of dealt with it as it came. So it's a community where people sort of just deal with things as they come. But, people are concerned about the rising cost of houses because what happens is we have a school district out here that performs well up against other school districts, but our taxes are high to pay for it. And so even when the school district says we haven't raised our taxes in years, every time the value of property goes up, taxes go up. So that's the biggest concern is what people are paying in taxes. That's making it tough for people.
Dennis Spellman is founder and editor-in-chief of the news site covering Katy, a city where the demographics, we should note, are 83% white, 23% Hispanic, 4% African-American. Now, the demographic picture is much more diverse in Dallas. Nicole Stockdale is deputy editorial page editor of the Dallas Morning News. $59,000 plus a little more, that's the new median household income in the U.S. Nicole, how does that play out in Dallas?
You have to remember that the median income in Dallas proper, the city as a whole, is even substantially below that by more than $10,000. So there are plenty of people here who are getting by on much less than that, who would be considered middle class here. And one of the big problems in Dallas, as our mayor Mike Rawlings has put it, is that Dallas has a barbell economy. The average income for the wealthiest percent in Dallas County tops $1.7 million. But that's such a large difference between what the rest of us make. So if you look at the rest of us combined, the average income is just under $46,000. So there's a huge difference in what people are making here.
So what you see in a big city like Dallas, you see this racial wealth divide. I think you didn't use the word race, but I think a lot of people just looking at the simple demographics of Dallas would find that that's a component that a lot of people don't really talk about.
Yes, we are trying to talk about it quite a bit here in Dallas. And I think what we're seeing in Dallas mirrors what we're seeing in Texas and the nation as a whole, that you have African Americans make substantially less on average than what the white population of Dallas is making. And you see that, you know, bear out in all sorts of different ways. You have different unemployment numbers, you have different median income numbers.
It's like two different economies, in a sense, a tale of two different economies. But
I want to
pull back, because we've been trying to get sort of a consistent sense of what you could find if you considered yourself to be a member of the middle class in different parts of Texas. In Dallas, if you had a household income of $59,000, what sort of place could you get?
Well, Dallas also has a really hot real estate market right now, and that makes it even more difficult. So if say you're looking for a one-bedroom apartment to rent, rent for that one bedroom has gone up 12% year over year.
Wow.
And the market for buying a home is similarly challenging. So things may look a little bit better when you look at income, but overall, your ability to buy is getting worse.
Nicole Stockdale, deputy editorial page editor of the Dallas Morning News. From Big D, we're going to head way south to the Rio Grande Valley, McAllen to be specific. Carlos Sanchez is editor of the McAllen Monitor. So Carlos, median income $59,000. If that were the case there in McAllen, what kind of house could a family buy there?
Actually, David, $59,000 would be quite a bump in the median income in the McAllen area. That same census figures had Hidalgo County, where McAllen is located, closer to a median income of about $40,000. McAllen and border areas have historically been very affordable. So something like a median income of $59,000 would be kind of an extraordinary bump in terms of wages for families in this region.
So if you are working in that middle class, as it's considered to be middle class in McAllen, what is typical? Are we talking about a three-bedroom, two-bath home, or what is life like for a family of four?
Typical is a three-bedroom, two-bath. Interestingly, the home ownership rate in this region is much higher, even though wages are lower. And one suspicion is that there's a high pass-along rate, so that families tend to pass homes on to their children. But the average home price in this area is about $125,000, which is significantly less than, for example, Austin.
The message that we're supposed to be getting from this Census Bureau report, I believe, is that the news is mostly good for the middle class. The median household income is rising. People can afford more. There's more discretionary income. Are you seeing that overall mirrored in McAllen?
You know, the news may be good for the rest of the state, but again, the border region it marches to a different drummer. And right now, the economics of the region are being challenged. There's a lot of theories behind that, but a lot of our economy is dependent on the Mexican economy because of so much cross-border trade. And one of the notions is that the peso is being strained, and it has been losing its value. And when the peso loses its value, you see an immediate economic impact.
Mm. Carlos Sanchez, editor of the McAllen Monitor, where the Hispanic population is 84%. Let's move on out to West Texas now. Jay Leeson, co-host of West Texas Drive and columnist for the Lubbock Avalanche Journal. Jay, $59,000. If that's your annual household income in Lubbock, what sort of place can you get for that?
Well, your if is a very important word in that question, because that's not reality here. It would certainly, I think, $59,000 on average, a household would have about $1,300 more a month. So you could expect, I would expect, in big wide open places like this, vehicles are a premium. Folks may get a little bit bigger house, drive down some of their debt. But, you know, we're looking at a household income about $45,000 in Lubbock, and that's pretty, that's on par throughout the whole region, you know, depending on what energy and agriculture production is county to county. It may go down to $31,000, like Cochran County off to the west, or Kent County off to the east, about $43,000. So, you know, that 45, but lots of people would be more than happy to see $59,000.
Well, you know, we've seen a lot of hits in that part of Texas. Of course, the oil prices went way down, and that affected a lot of folks, particularly in the Permian Basin area. But it affected a lot of folks in your community too. So if that's what we're looking at there, how are people feeling today? Do they feel like they have recovered or bounced back from that low period?
Well, I don't know about 08. We're going to have a good cotton year, at least in this part of the Texas. And, you know, unfortunately in the agriculture industry right now, it takes a hurricane in the south to drive cotton prices up to where they need to be.
I mean, maybe nothing really marks the middle class more than this feeling that things are looking up, that we can make the purchases that we need to make, that we have the money that we need to make ends meet at home. We have what we need to raise a family. What's the feeling? What's the vibe?
I think the vibe on the in Lubbock, we've had some rural flight and people have come in to the larger communities, Lubbock's, Plainview's, your Amarillo's, your Midlands. I think on the whole, it's probably split that everybody's doing better, and also a sense that that median number that you're talking about has been driven up by higher income wages, not a true sense of the whole.
Jay Leeson is co-host of West Texas Drive, columnist for the Lubbock Avalanche Journal.